Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Koh, your host. And once again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about surrender. This topic, surrender. I hated this word. I learned to love it. And I want you to love it too. Because if you can start to learn to surrender in this wild, crazy, fast-paced world that we live in and have a positive relationship with the idea, as opposed to the idea that it's a white flag, giving up, stepping back, wimping out, it'll change your life. It changed mine. So I'm going to take a stab at my best argument for surrender. Surrender. So I'm going back to Eckhart Tolle. This is the last you'll hear of me talking of him for a little bit, but I've been on an Eckhart Tolle kick lately. He finishes his book on this idea of surrender because it is such an important and powerful idea that I believe he wrapped up the whole book with this concept, the meaning of surrender. He says, surrender is the simple but profound wisdom of yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life. Most of us are taught that when we surrender, we've given up, we have stopped trying. But the question of surrender is not letting go of giving up. It is surrendering internally. Eckhart Tolle makes this beautiful distinction between the external and the internal. How do we surrender internally while still being able to take action externally? So if you think of yourself in a situation with a boss where you're very frustrated by maybe the project that you've been put on and it's not something that you feel is achievable. Maybe you have three or four kids and everybody's talking to you at the same time. Maybe you have a relationship that's very, very stressful and difficult. Whatever the case is, wherever you find yourself where you're in a situation and the external moment, as I laid out, is frustrating, difficult, not where you want to be, a source of pain. Maybe you have a flat tire, whatever it is. The question is, can you internally surrender to the moment as it is and simultaneously take action? We don't want to do nothing. And that's where I got stuck on the idea of surrender. It meant do nothing, sit still, give up. That's crazy. We don't want to do that at all because obviously we need to remove ourselves from very difficult situations. We need to continue to live our lives. So if you're in a situation and you find yourself very, very frustrated by it, if you can internally surrender that this moment is happening and in this moment, this is the only way that it can be for right now. Your kids are talking to you all at the same time. Your car broke down in the middle of a blizzard. Your boss has set you up for a project that is impossible. Your spouse and you are fighting yet again. That is the moment, internally surrendering to the fact that this is, in fact, the truth of the moment you find yourself in, and accepting that and letting go of the anger, resentments, that it should be anything else, that this moment should exist in a different way, that you're resentful that you are even in this moment. That's where we spend so much of our mental space, right? That's what I do. I'm angry that it's even happening. It is happening. If you can surrender internally that it is happening, then think about what it is that you might do to make the moment less painful. If you're stuck on the street, then obviously you need to get a tow truck. If you are in an argument with your spouse, maybe you need space. Maybe you need to take a few deep breaths. Maybe you need to talk in a different way. There's all sorts of different things that you can do. But surrendering internally and at the same time taking action, right, that allows you to accept the moment for what it is and allow yourself to not have two problems. One, the external situation that has presented itself, and two, your reaction to it. We can't control what happens in the world, other people, blizzards, cars breaking down, our bosses. But we can control our reactions to it. And the easiest way to get there is to surrender in the moment, to let go of the narratives that tell you that this is wrong, it shouldn't be, that you're angry, resentful, that you find yourself in this predicament. All of that is true, but it doesn't change the fact that it in fact is happening. So allowing simultaneously to take action and at the same time recognizing that this moment is in the place that it's in. This is what Eckhart Tolle is talking about. Surrender is a purely internal phenomenon. It does not mean that on the outer level you cannot take action and change the situation. In fact, it is not the overall situation that you need to accept when you surrender, but just the tiny segment called the now. Right? So try this, guys. Try the next time. I'm sure it's going to happen in the next 20 minutes, right? We find ourselves in situations where the external world is presenting us with a challenge all the time. What if you were to surrender into this moment and accept that it is happening and then just focus on what you might want to do to get yourself out of it, change it, or fix it in some way, but at the same time, accepting that this fully is happening. I was out in a blizzard 2 or 3 years ago and a bus hit me and I was stuck there for 6 hours on the street sitting in my car because there was no tow trucks. There was nothing. I practiced this system where I simultaneously accepted that this is absolutely horrible and I can't believe I'm stuck in the middle of a snow blizzard, but I also know that this is what is the current state, and other than calling the tow truck and waiting, there's not more I can do. It allowed that moment, 6 hours, to be way less painful because I gave into the reality that has presented itself. Surrendering into what is one of the most powerful things that you can do. It takes practice. Try it on the little things. Hope it works out. If you have any questions, if you want any help with any of this, write in laura@lauraco.com. Most of you guys know this, but I also coach if this is something you want to work on in your life. I have a free coaching session. Just hit the button on my homepage, set up a call with me. Love to chat with you. Thanks again for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and 1,000,000 sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.